This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Aren't you, Todd? Senator Kevin Cramer's going to be here. No, Todd isn't here. Todd's gone. What am I saying? Todd's on a little hiatus. See what happens when I'm in Fargo and he's in Bismarck and can't see the whites of his eyes. We'll be in Bismarck Monday at the state capitol, actually. But, no, Todd's gone for a couple of days. And I knew that. Just into my routine here a little bit. Last time I was in Bismarck, though, Todd handed me an envelope, and I just today opened the envelope, and I don't know how long it's been on his desk, but it's a really neat story I got to tell you here at some point this morning. We also have Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall any minute now. He'll be joining us, and your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome for him. Roscoe Striley will be here next hour. Roscoe's a former state legislator, business guy, in the banking world for a lot of years, but contributed his talents as a Minot legislator for a number of years. And Roscoe is going to help us try and understand the buckets. Because there's all these pots of money that are, you know, one would say squirreling away money, right? Now, that's not a bad thing normally. It's not a bad thing to have, you know, a rainy day fund. But they have about a dozen rainy day funds. And they have a budget stabilization fund that's supposed to take care of that. So there's some shenanigans going on there, and I've been talking about that here recently. Looks like the president's coming to the microphone. Can we get that, Cav, here, and see what he's saying? He's on his way to California and then Las Vegas, and he's taking a couple questions from the reporters there. So before Senator Cramer gets on, we'll bring that to you live as it happens ahead of his departure for the southern border. Go ahead and bring this up.
Really well. We have a lot of very exciting things going on. A lot of companies will be announcing shortly they're moving back into the United States. They're all coming back. They want to be where the action is. I'm heading to the border. We're building a lot of wall. We're going to show you a section. And a lot of things are happening. A lot of very positive things are happening.
What should the Fed do with interest rates?
Well, I personally think the Fed should drop rates. I think they really slowed us down. There's no inflation. I would say in terms of quantitative tightening, it should actually now be quantitative easing. Very little, if any, inflation. And I think they should drop rates and they should get rid of quantitative tightening. You would see a rocket ship. Despite that, we're doing very well. Going in a little different direction. Ron's a good man, but we're going in a tougher direction. We want to go in a tougher direction.
What exactly is offensive about Joe Biden's behavior, and are you the right messenger for that?
Yeah, I think I'm a very good messenger, and people got a kick out of it. He's going through a situation. Let's see what happens, but people got a kick. We got to sort of smile a little bit, right? No, I don't see Joe Biden as a threat. No, I don't see him as a threat. I think he's only a threat to himself. I just don't see him as a threat. He's been there a long time. His record's not good. He'd have to run on the Obama failed record. You look at what happened with so many different things. North Korea, the Middle East, the economy never got going. No, I don't think Joe's a threat. I'd love him to be. I mean, look, I'd be happy with any of them, to be honest.
So, President Trump now walking towards the helicopter and heading for the southern border visit later on today. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. We're doing it, flip-flop the hours a little bit here, so it's earlier than usual. But welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues, as we always do. All comments, all of your thoughts, welcome today on the program for Senator Kevin Cramer. Welcome back, Senator. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, Scott, and thanks for accommodating my schedule. It's interesting to listen to the president on his way to California. Of course, part of why We're switching hours today as I'm on my way to Las Vegas myself, where I'll hook up with him tomorrow, where he and I and Vice President Pence are all part of the program at the Republican Jewish Coalition annual gathering in Las Vegas. So it'll be interesting to get a report from his trip to California. And I've got a few things on my mind about the border wall myself. So hopefully he and I can visit about that.
Well, let's start there, because the president today is going to be in California, where there is a section of wall that is about 2 miles in length that is replacing wall that was there previously. And that 2 miles took 8 months to build and a lot of money. At that pace, yeah. This goes back to your letter to the Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, saying, look, the way the Corps is building this, we're not going to spend money from 2016, let alone emergency spending money. You're not doing it fast enough. Has that message resonated? Is it being heard?
Well, in Washington, resonating is a much longer process than you and I are used to. We're used to a 30-second timeout, and then you get back on the floor and, you know, change your strategy. And in Washington, there's a lot more patience than I have. So, but it is definitely getting traction. I mean, I've been hearing from the people at the highest levels of government are calling me about the letter, calling me about what my observations are, calling me about, you know, thanking me actually for shaking things up a little bit, and looking seriously at some of the solutions that I've offered up, and most specifically offering up the idea of hiring a vertically integrated company that does everything, so you don't have these layers and layers. Scott, I was thinking about it just this morning, actually. I was thinking about the Corps of Engineers, and just yesterday I had a meeting with Secretary Shanahan, Secretary of Defense, who, of course, oversees the Corps of Engineers because they're part of the U.S. Army, although rarely do they think of themselves as part of the Army, and rarely does the military think of the Corps of Engineers as part of their operation. But I was thinking about our conversation this morning, and I thought, you know, part of the problem, I think, in Washington is that they're so used to, and maybe this is because the people that have worked there so long, but they're so used to layers and layers of people in the process, in the decision-making process, and then layers and layers of people in the actual construction process. They're used to people skimming their share off the top before they pass it to the next subcontractor, skimming their share off the top before they pass it to another subcontractor, and on it goes. And I think the more I think about it, the more I learn, the stronger I feel that we need a vertically integrated private sector company who is paid for each mile they build. And why is that important is because they don't get paid if they don't build a mile. And that's the problem with government. Government gets paid the same no matter what. And if they run out of money, they come to Congress and they get more. And we're all too willing to give it to them. And I just think, you know, we need a crew chief, a foreman, that knows how to dig the trench, knows how to mix the cement, knows how to put the rebar on, knows how to, you know, put the steel to the rebar and build this wall. I've been a bit of a pit bull on this topic and haven't let up. But what I have been doing is sharing it with more and more of my colleagues, more and more people in the cabinet, in the White House. And so to your point, is it resonating? Well, I think we're getting some traction. Let's put it that way. We're getting a lot more attention out of it.
Well, as you know, I handed a copy of your letter to, at the president's request, his staff, who delivered it to the Oval Office desk. And of course, you happen to be next to the Oval Office desk, so you could verify for me that it was delivered to him as he requested. I talked to Hogan Gidley, who was the person that had that delivered, a deputy press secretary, in the last 10 days here, I forget when. But he basically said that letter lit a fire with the president, with the administration. Do you sense a fire has been lit, or is it just more of what you just described?
Yeah, so I think the fire's been lit, but it's hard to stoke a fire in Washington. I think that, you know, Hogan's description of it's probably accurate. I can tell you, though, it's been more than just that. I mean, once the letter was delivered, of course, our friend Tommy Fisher with Fisher Industries out of Dickinson has been on TV. There's been articles written about his specific proposal, not just his patented system, but his specific proposal. And so I think what's happened is there have been steps along the way that have thrown a little fuel on the fire and probably provided some validation to the point I was trying to make to the president with regard to the Corps of Engineers slow walking of projects. And Scott, I don't know whether it is, as I described earlier, just the bureaucracy being the bureaucracy and this laziness that just sort of has settled into government, or if it's something more devious than that. More and more often, I'm starting to think there are just people who want failure, and since they get paid the same for failure as they do for success, if they could help a president fail, I think there's some people all too willing to do that too. So I'll be going down to Arizona the week, I think, after next with some of my Senate and House colleagues, and we're going to see a demonstration. We're just going to keep the pressure on, Scott.
Yeah, we're going to do a talk radio town hall right down there on the border, by golly. And watch that go, that's for sure. Yeah, it's fun to advocate for somebody that has demonstrated they can do this, and that certainly is the case with Fisher Industries. And as you say, look, anybody can do this as far as you're concerned, as long as they can vertically integrate and get paid appropriately. Yeah, prove it. Rick and Fargo, Monty and Tayo, going to start the Talk Radio Town Hall next on What's On Your Mind.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, over the last couple of months, I've had the opportunity to meet many of you, to chat with you over a piece of Pizza Corner Pizza, or to watch you make some basketball shots during our Journey Time Pizza promo. And I gotta tell you, I loved every minute of it. I enjoyed hearing your passion and loyalty to Pizza Corner Pizza. In some, I witnessed reluctance, which in most cases after a sample, turned to acceptance. And finally, I appreciated the candid conversations, which allowed both of us a better understanding of how to press on. So on behalf of all of us at Pizza Corner Pizza, we want to say thank you.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The North Dakota Safety Council. Have you taken the time to check out ndsc.org yet and say where can I better my life? Where can I be in a position to help folks better? Example, CPR, AED, and first aid adult. You heard me take that recently. Bismarck, April 13th. Williston, April 18th. Watford City, May 25th. Jamestown, May 30th. Grand Forks, April 24th. Any of those dates work? OSHA training. You get your people on the job, quality training that will keep them safe. North Dakota Safety Council does more than 140 training courses that are all taught by top experts. It's really pretty amazing. OSHA 10-hour construction course coming up in Fargo and Bismarck, April 15, 16, Fargo, April 22nd, 23rd in Bismarck. One example. All of those confined space, a free course, breathing new life into design, increase the awareness of hazards and controls available to chronic silica injuries in the construction industry. We've been talking about that. That one's free. Bismarck, May 8th. So check them out, ndsc.org, workforcesafety.com, and WSI together, allowing us to take a little pause every now and then to talk about safety and keeping you safe. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer's here, and the Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Do you remember Bev in Willow City calling us every now and then, Kevin?
I do.
Always a lot of wisdom and, you know, a little bit of humor, but really just was fantastic. And she'd call every now and then with some great wisdom. I just opened a letter that was sent to us from her husband telling us that she passed away on February 1st with complications from pneumonia. She had rheumatoid arthritis for 40 years. But he said, I wanted to let you know that that a voice for decent, common sense, conservative, moral values went silent when my dear Bev from Willow City passed away unexpectedly on February 1st. She loved your show, loved the backbone you displayed to defend all the things that made this country great. She wrote hundreds of letters defending the freedoms we fought for, even taking on Rush Limbaugh. She called him one time and took him on. She says, her husband says, thank you for entertaining her 5 days a week on KFYR. Homebound, but she refused a wheelchair to the end. So, yeah, really, man alive. That's so, David, thank you for sending that note about your dear Bev in Willow City. She was our dear Bev in Willow City, too, and gone at 78 years of age. But that's what I love about the talk radio family, you know? It's a
that's
talk radio
so
family.
Cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It is neat. Okay, so our Fargo question is gone. Let's go to Tioga for a border question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Senator Cramer, is there any way that the president could do something that one of our former presidents did during World War II? They actually took American citizens and put them in internment camps. Now, I know that they've got FEMA camps already built in this United States, so why can't they take the males that are single and put them in one camp, single females in another, and the married couples in another, and declare it an act of war to cross the border without coming through proper way?
Yeah, well, I don't see that happening in today's culture, even if there's the infrastructure to do it. My sense of it would be that that infrastructure no longer exists, or at least wouldn't exist in the volumes that we need in the current circumstance. But you do highlight something I think that we should talk a little bit about, and that is how very different this situation, this crisis at our border is than any time in previous history. It's not so much just the volumes of people. Now, you referenced internment camps, camps for single men, camps for single women, and camps for married couples. The difference this time is that these are people coming across the border and almost immediately and almost universally seeking asylum. And that is a function of our own public policy that has created this draw. And if they come with children, that's where the challenge gets even greater. And usually they do come with children. That's the other big difference. It used to be that, a high percentage, 80% or more of the people that would come here illegally were single men, or they came as, to try and get a job and send money back or go back. That is no longer the case because of our policies and, court rulings. And if you look at a calendar and a chart, you'll see how it plays out. It goes back to the DACA, deferred action for children arrivals, and how there was a spike then, and then as it came down a little bit, there was a a court ruling in Texas known as I'm forgetting the name of the case now, but anyway, a Flores case that then created another spike because it eliminated the possibility of separating children from their parents for longer than 20 days. And so the facilities at the border just aren't adequate to control or to hold this type of a population, which is why, because they're being overwhelmed, they're having to be let go into the interior of the country, and then with the promise that they'll come back for their court hearing, which of course never happens in 90% or more of the cases.
Well, and that's just insane. I mean, I get what you're saying because if we didn't we're not restrained. Constrained by the Flores decision, what would you do infrastructure-wise? How would you ever do it? Which is why you got to fix the real problem at the border. But it does defy logic that there is a Flores decision. I mean, is there any talk of taking that on, of trying to undo that? This idea. I mean, this is what drives the border guys crazy. Yeah. They get them and then they're gone in 20 days. I mean, that's just pointless.
It is, and the problem is that it has become a pull. It's a public policy problem. If we fix the Flores decision or fix the policy itself, we would eliminate a big part of the problem. In the meantime, to build the infrastructure at the border, which is what I believe we need. I think you need the detention facilities at the border because the further they get from the border, the less likely they are to be sent back. But we could even change things like how we treat non-Mexican arrivals. We have a different policy for Mexican arrivals as opposed to, say, Central American arrivals. And so we can reconcile some of those things as well and be able to turn people around right at the border rather than even having this long process and change our asylum standards. My goodness, all they have to do is say, I'm here for asylum, and they get it. And that's ridiculous.
But not from Mexico, but from Honduras, from Guatemala. Right. And that's another one that caused me to scratch my head.
Exactly.
Our asylum policy ought to be our asylum policy, no matter where they're coming from.
That's exactly right. Especially when you have a situation where you have people facilitating as an enterprise, facilitating the trafficking of people. It's a horrendous thing. It boggles my mind that an entire political party in this country has suddenly accepted this as okay and normal and even to be encouraged. And
part of me wonders if, by the way, Sylvester in South Dakota, I'm going to save you and go right after the break here because we got a break coming up and I'm not going to start. So, Monty, thanks for the call. And Sylvester, you're next, okay, right after the break. And then, John Minot, you're right behind him. And others, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our telephone number. But, yeah, I think the big question is, I mean, there is a huge percent, I assume, of the bureaucracy, of the swamp, and of Democrats, as they've demonstrated, that don't want to fix this problem. So the Flores thing is good for them because they're getting what they want. More people in the country that might ultimately become their voters. It seems to me that it's, pure politics 100%. We'll talk about that after the break. On What's On Your Mind, don't touch that dial, folks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report just released showing the U.S. economy has bounced back from February's numbers. The Labor Department reporting this morning the nation added 196,000 jobs in March. That's a huge improvement over February when the economy created just 20,000 jobs. The unemployment rate last month remained at 3.8%. A young man found by police in Kentucky this week who claimed to be a boy who went missing at age 6 in 2011 is actually not Timothy Pitson, but rather 23-year-old Brian Michael Rennie. and this is USA Radio News. The military says one person is dead and another wounded after a shooting at a Virginia Naval Air Base this morning. It happened at Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach and was on lockdown for some time, but that has since been lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Check out the website energyofnorthdakota.com. North Dakota Petroleum Council has done a nice job on telling this story. And, you know, oil and gas production is a huge part of our economy. It's become just woven into so much. I mean, it's the tax dollars alone have, really fueled this incredible boom that North Dakota is feeling. And, oil and gas bounty, if you will, is spread across every corner of North Dakota. And so this is important. And sometimes you have, Alexander Ocasio-Cortez's of the world and others that are extreme environmentalists, and that permeates some of our higher ed institutions. It's important to be armed with the facts and to know what's happening, to know how this is done. And we have an abundance of talents. We have innovations and technologies. And we have, most importantly, energy responsibly produced right here, which translates into worldwide economic stability. So it's important. Energyofnorthdakota.com. Off-air call first, and then we'll go to South Dakota for a listener for Senator Kevin Cramer. Kevin, you roll that caller, that listener? They called in during the break for Kevin Cramer.
Mr. Cramer, I can't be expected to wait 2 years till after the next election for medical care revitalization. Number two, when is the deal with China going to get done? Another 4 weeks? That's what I read in the media this morning. Agriculture can't wait anymore. They're running out of time. Thank you.
Before you answer that, I want to share, I haven't had a chance to do this with the listeners, but we talked about this earlier. Had someone call and say there are many, many farmers, in his view, he was in the industry, that he thought were going to go under this year. And this listener responded to that as well. And it's a little bit of a contrast to what the caller is saying. So before you answer the farm thing, I want to just give you this. He said, I farm with my dad. I'll be the fifth generation farmer on this land if we make it. I say if we make it because that's all I've ever known, is that you don't know if you'll make it next year. In farming, nothing is for sure. You can make it big 1 year, lose it all the next year. That's farming. That's always been farming. It's not easy, but nothing worth doing is. I don't know if we will be able to make this year or not, but I'm tired of all the crying over Trump's trade war. This is our trade war, trying to fix the mistakes that past administrations have made. It needs to be fixed and fixed right. So my advice to farmers is this. I've been through the fear of losing it all more than once. Stop crying about it. This is farming. Make cuts. Make sacrifices. Figure out what's important. The only person that can help you through times like this is God. So find your faith. Pray hard. Carry on. Stop crying about God's got it. So kind of two different perspectives there. Your take.
Well, the two different perspectives probably
reflect two different personal circumstances. And that's what we see in agriculture or in any business, but really in agriculture, especially because it's driven by commodity prices that are beyond the control of the producer. And what we're seeing now, of course, is multiple years of the down cycle of commodity prices. Commodity prices are always cyclical, but this has been a long run at the low end. And so every issue is highlighted or magnified. Every circumstance, every challenge is magnified. So there are different farmers in different situations. And no doubt we just heard from two that are different. But I think the former is more reflective of what we're seeing across the state than probably the latter, that there are a lot of people sort of on the edge. And you know, we just had North Dakota bankers were just in last week. In fact, I had a long meeting this week with the chairman of the Federal Reserve. It was interesting listening to the president talk at the beginning of the show about quantitative tightening and easing, and the Secretary Paul Chairman Paul and I talked a lot about that, but we also talked a lot about farm lending. So with regard to China specifically, and it is interesting that China, that the trade with one country, one communist dictatorship that's been ripping us off for decades, is what's at the helm here. And I think that I appreciate what the emailer said when he said this is our trade war. This is bad policy for several administrations that has come to a head and has to be dealt with, and this president's dealing with it now. The caller said, you know, he can't wait four more weeks. Well, if we get this thing done in 4 weeks, I think it'll be a major victory. This has been a long haul deal. The president told us it'd be a long haul deal. You don't turn a ship like China, 1.5 billion people in a dictator as an emperor for life, whose stated goal is world dominance. You don't turn that easily. So it takes a lot of pressure, a lot of leverage, a lot of time to turn that. But we are getting very close. That's the president's exact words. It sounds like we're winning on several fronts. One of the biggest challenges, of course, is the enforcement mechanism. A trade deal without the enforcement mechanism doesn't do much. So because that's always been the problem. So I don't know how fast it'll be. I am getting a better sense, though, the NAFTA 2.0 or USMCA, that'll be coming to Congress. The president just told us that a week or so ago. He said he'll send it the first hour that it's eligible by law to come to Congress for ratification. That will be sometime, I think, in early to mid-May when the calendar turns and it can come to us. Democrats are threatening to stop it, of course, but I can't imagine that Nancy Pelosi has enough of them that would, because there are too many that need the trade. There's too many of their constituents, particularly in labor, that see a better deal than what they had. The president of Mexico has promised to take up some additional securities for the labor force. So I think USMCA, once we get that ratified, that will be a major boom for agriculture. We are entered into now a bilateral with Japan that's going very well. I just had dinner the other night with Chris and I both did with the ambassador from Norway. In fact, it was the night before the NATO speech, which, of course, the NATO general secretary is also Norwegian. And we talked about the European Union trade, where the European Union is trying to prevent that trade deal from including agriculture, if you can imagine. And to our president's credit, he's holding their feet to the fire and saying it's not a deal if we don't include agriculture. So you couldn't ask for much more from a president fighting for our farmers than President Trump has been. And but we'll continue to keep the pressure on and hopefully pick up the pace. But you're talking about two giant economies that are negotiating a very big deal.
We have, less than half the show left here of the Talk Radio Town Hall, sure, and full bank of calls and texts, so I'm going to go as quickly as we can. He also asked you about healthcare, saying, I can't wait two years for a fix.
I think he's basing that on the president saying that, you know, he was challenging the Senate, again, last week or whenever it was, it seems like yesterday, but, to come up with a healthcare plan in case the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agrees with the district court and deems Obamacare unconstitutional. I think there's a pretty good chance that will happen. But that probably is quite a ways off. And then he sort of backed off of that a little bit and said, you know, we probably aren't going to get something done until the next election. And the reason he said that is pretty obvious. Right now, if we did a new healthcare deal, Nancy Pelosi would have more to say about it than Donald Trump. And that doesn't brighten everybody, nothing will. So, you know, we can continue to work on some things like association health plans and things that we're able to do with the administration. But as far as a legislative fix, there's not going to be a healthcare overhaul, as long as, you know, Nancy Pelosi is the speaker, or should I say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the speaker of the
House. Right, yeah, we forgot. She's the speaker, obviously. That's quite evident. Okay, let's go to Sylvester here with your question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator.
Yes.
Are you aware of OFF? Agriculture, the OFF Act?
The OFF Act?
Yeah.
It's
agriculture. It's opportunities for fairness in farming is what it stands for. Isn't that funny how they come up with little names for big things?
Yeah. Well, they do that a lot. These clever titles. But
so you're not familiar with it?
I'm not. Can you
describe
it to me?
Okay, how about Mike Lee? Are you familiar with him? Republican from Utah?
Mike Lee, yeah, I know him very well. He and I are co-sponsors on a couple of bills together.
Cory
right
Booker?
I know Cory Booker pretty well, yeah.
Rand Paul?
I know Rand Paul quite well.
How about Elizabeth Warren?
I know Elizabeth Warren.
Are they friends or foes?
I don't consider any of them foes. I know some of them better than others. Cory Booker and I have worked on some veterans issues together so far. Rand Paul and I co-sponsored some legislation together. Mike Lee and I are leading the charge on a piece of legislation relating to H-1B visas. They're all, none of them are my foes. I don't consider any of them.
Well, you know, you're in a game where you've got friends and foes, and some of them are like supping with the devil, and you need to use a long spoon and really have your eyes open. No?
I guess I'm not really understanding your illustration.
I'm not either, and we just don't have time to go much further down this road. But we did establish who is in the Senate with Senator Cramer. Appreciate that, Sylvester. Travis and Dickinson. I wanted to talk about H-2B visas, but I think I just lost the connection to him. I was just about to say, go ahead. Anything you can say on H-2B visas for Travis and Dickinson?
Well, I'd rather listen to Travis and see what he wants to know about them. We've been spending a lot of time talking about the problem with immigration and illegal immigration, but of course legal immigration is also a pretty important thing. The H-2B visa program is high tech. H-2B visa is a non-immigrant program that allows employers to hire foreign workers who come, you know, temporarily against like an H-1B. It's a work visa as opposed to, say, for example, it may or may not lead to a green card, but it's a classification under Homeland Security and we need more. Let's put it this way. One of the things I feel about whether it's H-1Bs, H-2Bs, H-2As, H-2As are specific to agriculture, H-2B is not, it's low-skilled workers, but we do a lot of intervention with H-2B visas for example, some of our tourism industry, as an example. So I feel like we shouldn't have so many caps and have it be a more of a skills-based or merit-based immigration system and allow a little more flexibility between the various categories, but also have a high enough salary range so that what you don't do is displace American workers. So that's sort of my basic commentary on it.
All right, I hope that helped. We have a question about the rules change this week in the Senate from a texter. We have Paul and Catherine wants to ask you about Venezuela. We're going to try to go rapid fire through the texts and also a couple more calls in the limited time we have left on our weekly Talk Radio Town Hall full hour. For Senator Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Let's talk office furniture. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here from the What's on Your Mind program. When I'm behind the microphone on the show, I'm sitting in a Herman Miller chair from InterOffice Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. They are great to work with. We absolutely love everything they do about every piece of furniture for our new office from the folks at InterOffice Workspace Furniture and Design in Fargo and Bismarck. But this Herman Miller chair is a gold standard. It's unbelievable. This is the Eron that I'm in. And, you know, it's a high-performance work chair, empowers the body so you stay comfortable as you work, dynamic fit. You can customize it so you adapt the chair to your different daily activities. I love that. Ergonomic support, too. So, you know, those of us that sit for a long time in a chair, we've got that support. And that adjustable back support, too, that supports, you know, a more natural support to the spine. It's fantastic. There's three different sizes to pick from. Herman Miller, the brand in office chairs. From InterOffice, Workspace Furniture and Design, Fargo and Bismarck. Online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sheets. What a combo. 30% off. Free shipping with the magic word Scott when you go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. The Giza Dream Sheets are the absolute best. Giza region of the Mediterranean, near the Holy Land there. And I tell you what, they know how to grow the best cotton on the planet. It makes the best sheets. You're going to love it. Trust me. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, rapid fire through the rest of the calls here, and lots of text. So, Paul and Catherine in a moment, but I'm going to start with a text that says, what? It says, what happened with the rules change this week in the Senate?
Yeah, so that was a big historical day in the Senate this week when we passed a rules change to limit the hours of debate, post-cloture debate for sub-cabinet and sub-cabinet members and district judges. And the reason for that is that we are facing this unprecedented Democratic obstruction for things as basic as, you know, general counsel to the IRS and district court judges in various states. 128 times in the first 2 years, Democrats required cloture. Just so people understand, what cloture means is that you have to pass a bill or pass a motion to end the debate, and you have 30 hours. Then you have to go for 30 hours of debate time. And they were imposing this, requiring it even on non-controversial nominations. For example, we had one just recently where they required 30 hours of debate, but they only debated for 1 minute. But we still had to wait 30 hours, during which time you can do nothing else on the Senate, any other legislation. And it was just to stop Donald Trump. And in fact, at the current pace, it would take 5 years to fill the rest of Donald Trump's nominees. 5 years. And, you know, we only have 2 years left in the first term. So we changed the rule to 2 hours of debate instead of 30 hours on those. And now we can click through them and get, you know, fill the cabinets, agencies, and make sure our district judges get confirmed. And it's not a big rule change. It's pretty much very close to what we did or what the Senate did for Barack Obama in 2013. But somehow Democrats opposed it.
It ends the games. It ends the games, at least. Like you say, move this along. Speaking of which, Drew Wrigley, anytime soon, or when do you expect him to be the U.S. attorney for North Dakota?
I'm going to go out on a limb, and it's always dangerous to do this, but I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that I believe we're going to get that done before Easter. So that would be, it would have to be next week for that to happen. So I'm an eternal optimist, but I'm feeling pretty good about that one.
Paul and Catherine for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Senator. It seems time after time we're led to believe that there's a humanitarian crisis in a country before we exercise military intervention. And in May of 2018, the Venezuelan people held an election, Nicolas Maduro against Henry Falcón and Javier Bertucci. And now we're expected to believe that Juan Guaido was the legitimately elected leader, and we're acknowledging him. It seems like we have a lot of humanitarian crises around the world, but it seems like every time we use our military, it always happens to be in a very oil-rich country. Is there any coincidence?
Well, we haven't used our military in Venezuela. Our military hasn't intervened in Venezuela. In fact, everything we've done in Venezuela has been diplomatically, and we've gotten pretty much the entire hemisphere in support of it.
Was Guaido on the ballot?
Well, clearly he intervened. He and their government intervened versus against their dictator. Paul, I mean, maybe you're not familiar with socialism, but theirs is a dictatorship. It rigged elections, and Guaido, with tremendous courage, stepped into that gap, and as a member of their parliament, stepped into that gap with the support of a good part of the government. Now, what he doesn't have the support of completely is their military, but our military has not intervened in Venezuela.
All right, Paul, thanks. I got to keep going. Senator Cramer says this texture, please support the closing of the southern border. Don't let agriculture be the reason we completely throw away our sovereignty. The truth of the matter is we in the ag world haven't made money for quite a while. Don't let our suffering due to oversupply and under demand go for naught. We in ag like to play the perpetual victim card. But if forced, I know our industry can rise to the challenge. Take one for the team. Help end this ridiculous open border policy. I'm a fourth-generation farmer whose family has been in North Dakota for over 100 years. Quick answer?
Sure. So I just don't support closing a border, legal commerce in the border. It's not just agriculture, by the way. I mean, a lot of their agriculture becomes our way in the form of vegetables and fruits, but it's the entire value chain of automobiles that would be hurt. And in my view, it would have an escalating effect. It's a little bit like a gun-free zone. When you do something like that, the legal people that don't break the laws don't get to use them, and the people who continue to break the laws continue to come across the border. So I think the point of it was to try and discipline Mexico a bit. We got Mexico's attention. The president got Mexico's attention, and we have lots of ways we can put the pressure on Mexico. I just don't think closing the border is the right one.
I'm not going to have time to play the clip from a conversation we had yesterday with someone that really wants, you know, something in the way of a program like last year, but maybe a little more additional subsidies, just attention for the farm folks while we're waiting for this trade deal to come forward. We'll pick that up next week. Travel safely to Las Vegas. Senator Kevin Crick.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Oh, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Darlington Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.